cracking up already. Get in there. Well, we've got a long story here. Hey, welcome to KTNR 96.5 FM. This is North State Now, and it is the first Thursday in August. So, you know, moi, Linda Bott, we are live tonight. You know, friends are out having dinner, and I would have loved to have been with them, but I thought it was really important. We've got some things to cover tonight. We've got my first guest. We're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on where people are being really creative with what's happened with COVID and the shutdown and what they can do with their passion and their love. And we're going to start off with talking a little bit. I'm going to give you a rundown about what we're talking about tonight. Reading Fashion Week, we will start off with Tara Lynn Ferris. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. And then at 6:25, we have Dr. George Dome calling in. You might have seen or heard about George being an ENT doctor here in Redding, California. You want to definitely stay tuned for that. That's going to be a very powerful 15-minute segment. And then after that, we're going to pay homage to someone that's dear and loved and maybe take phone calls for that. Because during COVID, a lot of people and what we're still going through, people cannot grieve properly and able to attend funerals or attend certain events. So we're going to talk about that later on. But right now, let's talk about something positive, which is the Reading Week Fashion Week. And so Tara Lynn is here to talk about how you guys are going to do it and when it is.
Yeah. So
give us a breakdown.
All right. So this is going to be our third Reading Fashion Week. I moved here about 3 years ago and found out that Reading had a fashion week, and I had just moved here from the Portland area and was super excited to even be able to go to an event like this. And it was so fun. We had a runway and there were fancy drinks. And then last year I was able to get on the board, and I have an event planning background, so I hopped in full throttle and helped produce the fashion show last year.
Let's pause just for a second. We're going to go into the fashion lines, but I think it's really important to talk a little bit about your past so people know who you are. And one of the stores that you worked for just totally put a spark in my ear because it's because we think sometimes of Reading, and I'm not saying myself, but, you know, Reading, where's the fashion?
Yeah.
Where's the glitz? Where's the, you may be surprised who's hiding in the woodpile.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So that's what's really cool about what happens with Reading Fashion Week. We attended last year, literally sat in the front row, and I was so impressed with the creations and the different designers. But let's talk a little bit about your history. You had a long period of time where you were, let's talk about your titles and what store you worked for.
Yeah, most of my sort of fashion background comes from working at Anthropologie. I did some hiring and recruiting and some personal styling for them. I worked for them for about 4 years. And then when I moved to Reading, I got involved with Stitch Fix. So I'm currently work from home, part-time, remote personal stylist for Stitch Fix, which is an amazing company.
So for Anthropologie, first of all, is just what they call one of the hippest, coolest, from candles to the coolest rags to...
Yeah, it's a lifestyle store.
It is totally. It is so cool. In fact, one of my girlfriends, Pam Hill, her daughter is like, that's their dig. So now Stitch Fix is something that came to my attention some time back, and the reason this all ties into people like Tara Lynn that know their stuff and they're living in Reading, and what do? You're going to use that creative juice in order to bring out some other people who are stylists and designers. And when you have the Fashion Week last year, how many designers were there that showed a collection of 8 to 11 garments?
Oh, it was such a mix. We had anywhere from designers who had 3 looks up until there was one designer who had about 12.
With the men's t-shirts.
Yeah,
that was fabulous.
Yeah, with all the shirts.
And every single one of those men were just so cute. They were boyfriend cute.
Oh, yeah. It's like, where did they come from?
Yeah. So anyway, so Stitch Fix is one of those where you go online and you can tell what your inseam is and your butt size, and they give you all these different looks online about, do you like this? Do you like that? Do you like? And then someone like yourself, Tara,
yep,
will go in and send a box to somebody, which I love. I've friends that do this, and they keep most 99% of what they get.
Yeah, it's great. We are real people. I actually have quite a consortium of Stitch Fix friends that live here in Reading. We get together on Mondays and we all style together. We're a San Francisco-based company, but it's great because we work remotely. So it's pretty fabulous that I was able to land it.
All right, so now let's talk about the sizes, because some people may feel like they shy away if they're what used to be 14, 16, double X, or whatever that is. Now, there's personal shopping in Stitch Fix for those sizes.
Yeah, we do all sizes. We do men's, women's, and kids. All sizes, all shapes.
Men, women's, and kids, all sizes and shapes. So is that cool or what?
Super great. And it's wonderful, and especially in a time like now where you're not really readily able to go shopping and get to do all these things, to have some personal, you know, some fun mail that gets delivered to your door and know that somebody, a real human, actually took the time to be able to, like, get these special things for you.
Right. Okay, so that's the background. Now let's go into what Fashion Week is, what the dates are, and what you are doing, because we can't do a fashion show.
Right, yeah.
What are we doing in order to see designers? You guys have flipped the switch in order to get...
We are going to be live streaming a virtual fashion show. So we are pre-filming it the week before. My husband, who is a videographer, he is going to edit it up together. We've got some commercials that are going to be in as well, some call to action to help donate, and we're going to sort of montage that up, and then we're going to stream it live on the 12th at 6 p.m. on YouTube and Facebook on the Reading Fashion Alliance's page.
So that's cool. You go to Reading Fashion Alliance
.com? You can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook page, and we'll start doing all the email blasts in the next couple of weeks about it. It's a free event, which is kind of amazing, since normally the tickets for in-person range from $50 to $75. So this is a super fun, free event where you're able to donate if you'd like. We've got some really wonderful sponsorship packets. We're making watch party boxes full of wine and snacks that we'll deliver to your door if you want to get a COVID-friendly group together. And it's really wonderful. I just, a couple days ago, saw some of the beginning looks that some of the designers are doing, and it's bananas.
I can't wait.
Talented some people are.
Okay, so the Reading Fashion Alliance is committed to improving the lives of Northern California citizens by mobilizing self-sufficiency and providing affordable access to fashion, sewing, and business education while encouraging the growth of the creative economy in order to foster a healthy, prosperous, culturally rich, and thriving community. That's your mission statement.
It is indeed, and it's a pretty great one. We've been doing classes and summer classes for kids, and then most recently, Jan, our fearless leader.
Jan Kearns.
Yep, amazing. She has spearheaded making masks and gowns for the medical community. They cut over 1,200 gowns and sewed 750 there at the Fashion Alliance for doctors. So,
all right. So how many is your store open?
Yeah. Okay. So we have a storefront too, sort of a brick and mortar. There you can come in by appointment.
Located at
1698 Market Street.
Market Street, if you come out of the Cascade from the theater, if you come out of the Cascade and you turn to the right, you'll walk right across that crosswalk in the beginning of the mall. It's right there in the corner, across from where you would vote.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly, okay.
And they sell so many great things.
Including masks?
Yes, masks. Mm-hmm. There's earrings and clothing, men's shirts, women's shirts. It's so cool to see what local people can do here, and It blows my mind how talented Redding can be.
Well, you're just a little gem stuck right here. And I'm so glad to, and I'm laughing that he has Dancing Queen because you were in, the show here at the Cascade.
Yeah, Mamma Mia.
Yeah, Mamma Mia, and you're just a wonderful dancer. and on top of that, so here it is. I didn't know about your fashion background.
Yeah.
And when Jan was trying to describe you, then I, now when you walked in, I was like, oh, okay, yes, that's the girl. So, nice to know about your fashion background and the people. So we want to make sure everybody circles their calendar and go to Redding Fashion Alliance, become friends, where you can get a watch box. That's how they're raising funds. And what would those go by? I mean, go for?
We are, we've got some Mosley wine, we've got some popcorn, we've got wine glasses, and some other Redding swag. We're selling those boxes, from $50 to $75 a box.
Okay.
And then there's also different levels of sponsorship that you can do. You can, sponsor a designer, you can have a commercial in our show. There's a lot of options.
So okay.
It's pretty great.
Definitely. All right. So the date again.
September 12th is at 6 p.m. is when the fashion show will air.
So you can go online and you can watch it through their YouTube channel and or...
On Facebook Live.
So just know that this is, again, you're going to get to see inside the Riverview, a Riverfront Playhouse that has been pre-recorded, and your husband is putting together this famous videographer here in town, is putting together this wonderful event.
Yeah.
So we have to take a break, and when we come back, stay with us for a little bit,
cool.
And then we're going to, of course, go to Dr. Dome. So we'll be right back here on KCNR, 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott. I'm live here with North State Now on 1460, Your Talk Radio, sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
And welcome back to our live show here on the 6th of on the 6th of August. I can't believe it. Yesterday was Carl's birthday. And
boy, I'll tell you what, 50's hard.
And
you don't look a day over 21.
It was a good day. I don't know if you talked about it this morning, but we still have Tara Lynn. We're carrying over because one more time, if you're tuning in, because you know we got Dr. George Dome is going to be calling in at 6:25. Carl came in tonight because you know we wanted to do this joint thing, and it's been so fascinating about what he said. It's almost gone viral. In fact, I think he was on the phone this morning. Well, we won't give it away. We'll just wait for the for the call to come in. But Tara's here. And we're talking about the Reading Fashion Alliance week, and I'm not sure, is it still going to be a week-long of events because now, or is it just going to be, or not just, because that's a huge thing in itself.
There'll be a few odds and ends of stuff. You can kind of poke around on the Reading Fashion Week Instagram and their Facebook page. But our big fundraising event is going to just be the fashion show. And it's been amazing getting to partner with the Riverfront Theater. They have done such an incredible job. The stage is amazing. The venue is amazing. So it'll be really fun to get to kind of think outside the box and try to figure out what this live streaming and what the next steps are for events.
Sounds wonderful. Okay, so I would encourage everybody to go online. We're trying to think of, okay, you're not going out and you're shopping right now. I mean, obviously, people are not spending money like they used to. So this way, if you go online, I think they will deliver the box to your house.
Yeah.
And how nice to be able to say, okay, get, like you said, you're pod friendly.
Yep.
You're COVID friendly people that you know where they've been and what they're doing. And get one of these boxes. Now, are they created? Are the boxes created by the designers, or is that put together by the Fashion Alliance group?
We are us board members.
We are putting
together these boxes. Delicious wine, some zebra popcorn donated by Sizzle. It's gonna be great. You can dress up with your friends. There'll be ways to chat in your comments on the designers. It's gonna be pretty magical. And it'll be such a fun free event. You're not doing anything else on a Saturday
right.
night at 6.
Well, so. I will commit now on the air that Carl and I and Free Fire Radio and Linda Bott with North State Now will commit for sure to the co-chair level.
Oh, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much.
And help you with media. And it, you know, I just always feel like one hand washes the other. We need to get you on. You know, we do this with some of our clients and our friends. It's like, you know, if you don't succeed, we don't succeed.
Yep.
So, you know, when people have gone through what people are going through, it's like when they're calling, they'll say, we're going to, let's just keep running. We're there with you. You know, sometimes you have to push the car.
Yeah.
In order to get it to run.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody's ever had run out of gas because I've been there before, you know, with my fresh pedicure. Try to visualize that one. Okay, so again, we have Tara Lynn Ferris with us tonight. We're talking about the Reading Fashion, which is September 12th.
September 12th.
All right. Which is a Saturday night.
It's a Saturday night. You feel free to dress up. I know virtually I will be. I've got all these wonderful dresses that I don't get to wear because of all these canceled events. So... it's pretty great that we get to show our love to the community by making this event a free one. And we hope that everybody supports us right back.
So that is by becoming a sponsor, by buying a box or two, or maybe you buy a box for yourself, but you want to buy a box for maybe somebody in your staff, or you buy a box as a birthday present for somebody. That's a great idea. You know, if you're thinking about flowers, a dozen roses cost $75.
Yeah.
So you might as well just buy one of these. Not that I want to put any flowers, but let's support. We're not getting out to buy the tickets to go out to concerts now. And this is a way of doing it. So brilliant. Brilliant that you're going to do this. And we're going to see how you can do that. Because recently my husband and I, he had surprised me with Hamilton tickets.
Oh,
and we
my
were,
gosh.
And we were in San Francisco March 11th. I'm telling you what happened. So we go down there. He gets the room. And this is like a total surprise thing. I didn't ask him to do it. So we go down to San Francisco, over to San Francisco. He has the room. We get dressed up. And they go, oh, you guys just got here in time because tonight. And there was little whispers of COVID, but it doesn't affect us. What are you talking about? So, you know, the front desk tells us they think by tomorrow. So by the time we get dressed and we go to the theater, the gate is down.
Oh, my gosh.
And said that at that day, on March 11th, the mayor at 2:30 decided anything that was 750 people or more had to be closed.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's our guest, and thank you so much for being here, Tara Lynn.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for supporting us.
Yes.
Really appreciate it.
All right. We're going to go right to the phones, and thank you so much. Congratulations. We're going to go to the phones, and if you have been on TV or watching TV recently in the morning news, you probably have seen this. It's almost gone viral, if it's not gone viral, with Dr. George Dohm, who's a Reading ENT specialist who's been talking about something that can help you to fight COVID. Welcome to the show, George.
Hello, Linda.
Or Dr. Dohm, should we say Dr. Dohm?
No.
Well, Carl's here. He came in specifically tonight so we could talk with you.
Wonderful. Hello, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, George? Hey, you
I'm doing real good.
Yeah, we're living the dream here. George,
there you go.
You came out the other day and you said something that was just truly astounding about how you have found a way to kill the COVID-19 germs, if I remember right, from entering up through your nasal passages. Did I get that correct?
You got it. So let me tell you exactly what we know. I'm a sinus surgeon. We've used betadine in a very dilute solution up the nose to kill germs for over 30 years without any problems. So it has come to be known that SARS-CoV-2, the virus responsible for COVID-19, is very easily killed in the laboratory with a dilute solution of betadine. So what happened was, this is how it went down, and I'm going to tell you a story. We heard about all these sinus doctors dying in China. We, meaning all the sinus doctors in the United States, heard these stories about sinus doctors dying in China from getting exposed to the coronavirus while they were operating. So I belong to a society called the American Rhinologic Society, and I'm on their blog, and I got a message on the blog when this started happening saying the following: to protect yourself from contamination from accidental exposure during surgery, you have to use personal protective equipment, but also they recommended applying betadine inside the nose before we operate. So here's where this came from. As you know, in 2003, there was another coronavirus epidemic, and it killed 764 people across the world. Now we're losing 700 people a day in the United States. So that gives you some perspective on how much worse this coronavirus is from the first one. So the first coronavirus epidemic made it to the United States in 2003, and in 2006, a paper came out showing that betadine in the laboratory killed it. So when the new one came out all these years later, the American Rhinologic Society, someone on the blog said, we know this, so use betadine in your patients before surgery in addition to your personal protective equipment. So we knew we could use it safely in the nose because we've been using it safely in the nose for 30 years for another reason. That reason is sometimes when people have sinus surgery, they continue to get infections afterwards, and many of those cases we don't know why, but they can be eliminated with betadine up the nose in a dilute solution. So it's been used around the nation for 30 years. Safely is the point. So then the pandemic hit, and we really stopped doing surgery for about 2 months until we were given the go-ahead that we could go back and do elective surgery. So we started putting betadine in the nose 5 minutes before the surgery after the patient was asleep. Then I got the idea of giving it to my patients in the office in a little spray bottle to try to prevent them from getting COVID-19. So the concept was, if it's good enough for the surgeons and the nurses to prevent the accidental transmission, why shouldn't the patient? So then the next step in my thinking was, wait a minute, if it's good enough for some patients in Reading, what if everybody in the United States, excluding those groups who cannot use it, what if everybody in the United States did it? This pandemic would be over and done with in 3 or 4 weeks, because the people who already had the disease, it would have resolved, and the people who are using the betadine, and this is where you have to just use common sense, the people who are using betadine will kill it in their nose if they get a whiff of it when somebody sneezes on them. And then before it gets to the throat, where it hides out at the back of the nose and the throat, before it gets to the throat, it'll be killed. So that was my thinking. And we have every reason to believe this is true, because we know with bacteria, and yes, I know bacteria are not viruses, but we know with bacteria, if it kills it in the laboratory, it kills it in the nose. So I just made the logical conclusion with coronavirus. If it kills it in the laboratory, it should kill it in the nose, because this virus is extremely sensitive to betadine. I spoke to a virologist who did the paper that proved it kills it. And she said it's extremely sensitive. Very, very, very dilute solutions will kill it. So I put together this concept, and it's pretty simple. Betadine is safe. It's been used for 30 years. COVID-19 virus is killed in the laboratory. We know that for a fact. And I'm just saying, my logic tells me it will kill it in the nose. And if you kill it in the nose on everybody, this pandemic will end. Because all pandemics end when there's no further communication. Now, having said that, 85 or 95% of the people in the United States can take a dilute solution of betadine up their nose. Here's who cannot take it. If you're pregnant, if you're breastfeeding, if you have hyperthyroid problems, if you're 6 years of age or less, if you are hypersensitive to iodine, and then there's one other little caveat, if you have any thyroid problems, I think it's best to talk to your doctor before you use it, to be extra careful. But if enough people did it in a community, it would die out in that community.
You know, George, if I can say this, I mean, I've known you for several years, and, you know, I've known that you're a brilliant guy. I mean, it's true. I mean, you are such an expert. But if you put this logically, if this was known by so many doctors, Why wouldn't have something have come up about this?
Carl, I think people are afraid.
Okay.
It took me probably 2 months to get up, I don't know what you want to call it, to get up the strength to stick my head up.
Okay.
Because when you go in the public forum, you just get beaten up.
Yeah.
And I don't think, okay, there are people doing research on this right now.
Right.
That research will be available in 6 to 12 months. So my thinking was, If you're in a war and you're coming onto the beaches D-Day, you don't sit there and look in a book. How am I supposed to approach this? You're fighting for your life. And I believe we're fighting for the life of the country right now. Look at the economy.
Wow.
No, I think you're absolutely right.
Look, if I was like an academician sitting in an ivory tower, I would say to myself, I can't report this until I have proof. And that's exactly what is happening in every university you can think of. And I personally have spoken to two doctors who are leading these trials. And one of them is finding people with the COVID-19 virus in their nose, proven by that swab, and then giving them betadine, and then measuring whether the virus is still there in 5 hours or one day, in 5 days. That project, which is the project that needs to be done, won't be available, I believe, for months. And do we have the time to wait? The other doctor I spoke to at the University of Kentucky is giving it to every doctor and nurse at the University of Kentucky who will accept to be put into this trial. And in the trial, they get a COVID test first. If it's negative, they get put into the trial and they get betadine every day. And then she's going to see who gets COVID-19 in a year. So the point is, we're in a war. We don't have time to go back to West Point and go into the library. We're ready to fight, and that's what this is.
So, Doctor,
and I know. Go ahead.
So, Dr. Dome, what has been the reception? Because after you were on our morning news channel here in the North State, you. I know it came into a Facebook, and I know I have friends that went out to try to buy what you're talking about. What's it called again?
Betadine, but that's Betadine. A brand name. It's
yeah.
called Povidone Iodine.
Right.
Okay.
And Betadine's a brand name of it.
After your spot ran, people could not get it in Reading because I think everybody ran out to try to get it. But
well,
what's been the reception?
I can't fix that. But what I can do is tell you, every patient I've taught about this, they say it makes sense.
Well, I think it makes sense.
I don't know what else to do other than tell people.
Well, you know what? We're going to tell people too, and we're of course recording this, and we will be sending it out to people. But
in
the military, it's funny you said that because we say
let me say this clearly so I don't come out saying anything untrue. One. Betadine has been proven safe in the nose in a dilute solution for 30 years. Two, this coronavirus is very easily killed by betadine in the laboratory. And that's all I can tell you. That's the facts. But anybody who thinks about this can think, well, it's probably going to kill it in the nose. Because you used it for 30 years to kill bacteria in the nose, why shouldn't it kill viruses in the nose?
And
that's the thought.
Now, your solution, I mean, you have a measurement. I think it's what is the measurement?
Listen, here's what we know. If you use too strong a concentration, it will damage the nasal membranes. This is very well known. So it comes in a bottle at 10%. At 5% or above, it's bad for you in that it will burn the nasal membranes. Not only will it hurt, but it will injure the nasal membranes. So the nasal membranes aren't just a inanimate surface. They have these little things that sweep called cilia. And the cilia are basically destroyed if you use too strong a dosage. And if you destroy the cilia, you're going to get all kinds of infections in the nose. So we know at less than 5%, it's safe. But we know that this is extremely sensitive. So nobody is saying use 5%. Everybody is saying use 1/2 teaspoon in a bottle of nose spray, which is called nasal salt water, which is called nasal saline, and they all seem to be 44 milliliters. So 1/2 teaspoon in a 44 milliliter bottle of nasal saline, and you have to shake it up because I've used this stuff in surgery, and it's a little thick to mix, so you got to shake it up. And then you use 2 sprays each side, and this is kind of arbitrary, but I think 4 times a day is about right. And then when you do it, this is the only spray, nasal spray, that you tilt your head back because you want it to go into your throat.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, the virus hangs out in the nasopharynx, which is that area right above the dangly thing in your throat, the uvula. So it hangs out right where your nose and throat meet, just behind your nose, but it's like 2 inches back.
Uh-huh.
So you want this to go back there. And in fact, if you really want to know to be correct about all of this, it really should be used as a gargle in addition. And that, you just take a little bit and put it in some water and gargle it. None of this is exact.
Right.
And it's so sensitive, you could use a very, very, very weak solution. So that's what I got. Now, let me make sure everybody knows. If you do this, it's no excuse for not wearing the mask and social distancing. You've got to do the mask and social distancing, period, end of discussion. That's it.
Well, wonderful to have you call in. Wonderful. Just, you know, I'm a visual person, George, so just everything you described was very clear and concise. I can see it. I can feel it. And we just appreciate your expertise calling into the show tonight. We are going to run this segment again in the morning show tomorrow. And you have repeated yourself 2 to 3 times on, you know, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
And again, so thank you so much for calling in, Dr. Dome.
You're very welcome.
Have you been getting a lot of attention? I mean, other phone calls about this, because it's something that is so simple that people, if it works on half the people, you've saved half the people from getting this stuff.
Yes, I've gotten phone calls.
Okay.
I hope they've been positive.
But really, Carl, what I'm really trying to do is get it out in the media.
Right.
Because it's going to require a huge number of people to put down the pandemic. And yes, I'm a doctor, so I'm involved with each individual person. Maybe that's why somebody who knew all this stuff never really thought about using it to end the pandemic. But to me, it was quite obvious. And you know my wife, Anik.
Yeah.
And she
yes,
said,
we do.
Why didn't anybody else think of it? I think probably a ton of doctors thought of it. They just didn't want to mention it. I don't know.
I think you're probably right because, look at the, what people are being savaged for coming up with ideas and, oh, my God, this
right.
is wrong. And I mean, so, but we're going to put this out, of course,
it.
On our station, but we are also going to put it out on Facebook. We're also going to send this around to many other spots.
Luckily, when I present this, I state it as what we know as fact. And I state what we don't know as fact, but I state it's logical to conclude. So I don't see how anybody can really argue with me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look, here's the bottom line. Big upside, no downside. Aren't we ready to win this war? I mean, that's it.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And I'll tell you, here's the deal. What really finally finally made me do something is all of my girls who grew up in Reading are now in Los Angeles. And my one girl has a baby girl. And then my wife went down there. And then I was driving in the car and I heard this report. It's raging in L.A. And frankly, that's what finally got me to do something. So that's the bottom line.
Well, we sure appreciate you calling in. And, you know, in the, a lot of times a plan executed violently in the military is a lot better than a one that's 100% there because it's too late, and which is exactly what you said.
Dr. George Dome.
Wait a minute, Carl. I thought you would understand.
I do. I totally understand it because, you know what, we are in a battle here. We're in a battle for our economy. We're a battle for our people.
That's so right.
And we need to...
We're in a battle for our lives.
That's it. We got to think outside the box. And you brought up a possible solution that can set the ball rolling. And we are more than happy to have you on. And thank you so much for your courage.
And taking time tonight.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Our very own Reading.
Talk to you guys again.
All right,
you bet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Dr. George Dome. And
all right.
You know what? We say this, and we said it before, is that a plan that's 80%, an 80% their plan executed violently is, and, you know, to a conclusion, to a successful conclusion, is much better than a plan that is 100% there, but it's 3 weeks too late. So we're talking about things that could be a year from now, where Dr. Dome, who is a specialist in the ear, nose, and throat, who has talked about how they've used this for 30 years, why wouldn't you try that?
Right.
And we have the solution.
And he
somebody brought it to us
exactly
today.
But he talked about the solution, and it's very important to follow directions on not overdoing that, because that can burn, like you said. So, you know, you just, somebody just, oh, I heard about this, I'm going to go snort it. You know,
I mean, you can't do that. So
if you hear this program and you follow the half teaspoon to a 44 liter bottle.
Milliliter
bottle. Okay, sorry. That's
milliliter.
Right. Of the saline
okay. Solution,
and then
you mix it up.
And you can do a little thing over on the side and gargle, because I'm all about that.
A weak solution, because if you use too strong a solution, it'll burn your nasal passages, and you don't want that. But they've been using this for 30 years to kill off bacteria, and as he says, why wouldn't it work on these viruses? And he uses it, and his family, I believe I saw, or he said that they use it 4 times a day. To help prevent this from, you know, this virus from growing, because after you put two sprays up your nose, you put your head back, so you let it get down all the way, so it starts to drip in your throat, because that's where the coronavirus hangs out at and grows.
Well, I don't know about you, but I love a neti pot, and some people, I can't do that. Well, I think, you know, when I ask people, and we're going to talk about that when we get back, we got to take a quick break to love on the people who sponsor our radio station. I just want to remind everybody, we're not government sponsored and we're not corporate sponsored. It's good old, you know, ma and pa here. So we're going to love on our sponsors and be back to close the show up here on North State Now with Linda Bott. Carl, join me tonight. We appreciate Dr. Dome coming in and Tara Lynn Ferris. We're going to come back and talk about a special person after these messages.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Yeah, this is my dream, guys. Okay. So, Casey and the Sunshine Band, when we come out of this whole COVID crisis depression, I begged Nathan Parmalee to book Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm telling you. Yes, at the Civic. And all I want to, first of all, I'm going to be on that floor all night. I may have to, you know, bring my Bengay. And bring my personal masseuse. Bring four different pairs of shoes. You know, the fabulous heels, and then as we progress, as we go down through the night, we all know we end with barefoot.
Yeah.
And just dance till I can cry my guts out with. I love his music. It makes me happy. And so, our good old buddy there that's, our producer tonight, Jared, said, well, who's the name of that guy? I said, Casey. And so he played us in. Thank you. Casey and the Sunshine Band.
In our last segment, we had Dr. George Dome on. I'm putting it on Facebook right now. And he is an ear, nose, throat specialist who, as he explained during the segment, was they've been using Betadine for over 30 years to kill the bacteria in people's nasal passages, you know, when they're being operated on. And the COVID-19 virus is easily killed once you get to it. And so he has come up with a solution that they use is to use a very small amount of betadine because it can harm your nasal passages if you use too strong a solution. And that how if you spray that up into your nose, a couple
right.
of sprays four times a day, looks like it's going to be killing off all of those, it could kill off all the COVID virus. So it's not a surprise.
Right.
I mean,
and we're
it's
gonna
been
talk,
around.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And I asked Carl if he would join me tonight because I know he was especially interested when he heard when he saw George being what? Interviewed yesterday. And
well,
went around.
Whenever it was, but I know George. See, that's the thing is, I know George Dome. He is not a person to, you know, just to, you know, spout something out like that. Mm-hmm. He is not like that at all. Mm-hmm. He is a quiet guy that sees this going on and is really thinks that, you know, we need to get out there and start fighting this virus.
So earlier tonight, right before we came, I got here tonight, we talked with Carl's sister and brother-in-law who live in Chattanooga, and they are on lockdown. I mean, they are really on lockdown. Chattanooga, I mean, we think, oh, you know, people get ticked off at Newsom or what's happening in California. Let's tell you what's happening in Tennessee, where they are, and what their numbers jumped up.
Their numbers jumped up tremendously, but they're not on a they've got some leeway there in their, you know, in bars and restaurants. However, their COVID numbers are going up pretty rapidly in Tennessee.
After they reopened, they went up to, like, we have how many? I mean, it was a tremendous amount.
We've had so many tests. We've had like 400 positives, but we've only got like two people in the hospital. Our numbers are consistently low here.
When I said lockdown, I mean, the bars are open in Tennessee. That's, you know, the bars are open, but they're taking it very seriously. And, but because of the, who knows what the age groups are, but she said they were up into like 1,000. Like, the population is 300,000.
Yeah, so, you know, it's much bigger numbers that they're working with there.
And we get tired of it, but what, you know, it's faces is every day. And so we did want to talk a little bit and do a shout out to those people who've lost friends and loved ones, because I know for myself personally, I was in the hospital March 26th through April 1st, and I couldn't have anybody next to me that was a family. Carl couldn't come in with me. Nobody. I thank God for Dr. Orna Gill, because she was the light for me when I was it was during COVID. I didn't have COVID, but it was during COVID. So, and still people. So we're still facing what it is to lose people and cannot go and do a proper funeral. Mm-hmm. You can't go to a church gathering and do the celebration or the celebration of life. And so our way of mourning or celebrating or gathering the way that has been tradition, many of our traditions have been turned upside down, and we have to create new ones. So I'll go back to, you know, like beginning of the show, we had the Reading Alliance, Fashion Alliance, and last year we attended their big fashion show, and it was fabulous with all these North State designers, and you're thinking, oh, I wonder what that's real. It was so good. And now what they're doing is they're going to take it and do a virtual fashion show where it's taped individually and put together, where it's going to be a YouTube live event where with a watch party and the whole thing, which I think is fabulous. But anyway, the shout out would be, of course, to our late great friend, Wade Riggs, who we did some theater. We did the War of the Worlds. We did
the radio
MASH.
Show right here.
We did the radio show. And that's he's just an example of someone who you just never thought would pass, but passed. And people couldn't go to.
They couldn't bury him at
Idaho. They couldn't bury him. Yes.
For a couple months. And then when they did, it was limited to the number of people that could be there. But we just wanted, you know, we wanted to say that Wade Riggs is a fantastic guy. He served his country. He was very well known in this area here, and very well respected and very loved.
Riggs Media,
and his wife Bobette has then taken over.
Right.
And who is another fantastic person there. But you're right. You know, a lot of times people can't make it to the because, you know, they've shut down things, or they limit the people there, or you've got to be outside and it's 110 during the service. So some people, especially if they're older people, aren't going to show up for that, and they can't. So
as we close up the show tonight, I just want to encourage you. Again, this is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. Usually we talk about, you know, fashion is a topic, but we'll talk movies, or I'll talk music or a book. So right now, I mean, we just have a minute left. I would really like to encourage anybody who's listening to do a random act of kindness. It's very important. If you know of somebody who possibly is in a home, don't think it's too corny to go stand outside their window and wave to them, or write a letter to somebody. The old-fashioned pen to paper. And I will say that I did that the other day, and it really made me feel good to sit down and write a note to just say, you know, I'm just thinking about you. I want you to know how important you are in my life. Thank you for what you do.
The news from Town Hall is...
Wait a minute.
Hey, we're almost done.
By the way, tomorrow morning, Congressman Doug LaMoffa joins us, as does Shasta County Supervisor Joe Cominti.
All right.